password if she condemns the Israelis.
At last night's special town meeting, Swampscott residents voted unanimously to approve a bylaw amendment prohibiting food establishments from distributing single-use takeout containers and utensils. A $100,000 mass lottery mass cash prize is about to expire. The winning ticket was sold on January 8th at a 7-Eleven on Union Street in East Hampton. Winners in Massachusetts have 1 year from the drawing date to claim their prize. I'm Sherry Small.
It's Nightside with Dan Ray on WBZ, Boston's News Radio.
Thank you very much, Sherry. My next guest is Jerry J. Mann Joyner. He's the host of a TV show called Weed and Whiskey. Jerry Joyner, welcome to Nightside. How are you?
If I was doing any better, Dan, I'd need a twin brother.
I like that. Now, let me tell you, I can tell you're not from New England.
No, I'm down here in Texas.
Texas. We just talked to a bull rider from Oklahoma, so we're spanning the globe tonight, let me tell you. So you do a TV, is it podcast? What do you got going there, Weed and Whiskey?
We have a TV show that's also a podcast available on Roku, Spotify, YouTube, and on weedandwhiskey.tv. Each week on Fridays, we drop a new episode and talk about all kind of topics.
Okay, so what we're going to talk about tonight is that a lot of people from New England love to get on cruise ships. They want to go south, particularly in the wintertime. Not that any of them would do this, but if any of them had any idea of bringing weed with them, or that, for that matter, I guess, gummies that might be pot-based gummies. Not that I know a lot about pot-based gummies. I want you to know that, Jerry. What advice would you have for people who are thinking about getting on cruise ships with anything that's related to marijuana?
Well, you know, J-Man's going to tell you, you got to follow the laws and the rules. You know, I'm a plain talker and a straight shooter. I've been using cannabis for 49 and a half years. My birthday is April the 20th, Dan. And,
well, I know that's a big marijuana. I am not a marijuana user, never have been, and I'm not joking with you. My drug of choice is Coors Light.
there's nothing wrong with having a cold beer. Down here in Texas, people are drinking marijuana.
Are they really?
Yeah, you said you like a cold beer. They have THC seltzers now that are very low dose. They call them sessionable. So it's just like drinking two or three beers, same effect that you would get from that. But you would test positive for a drug test, and you get a little buzz from it, just like you do from a beer.
Wow. Well, I must have missed it. But as I say, for me, a Coors before dinner and a glass of red wine with dinner pretty much is all I need. But so I've been on cruise ships before, never had anything with me that was illegal. What advice are you going to give? I was surprised. I saw this, and I asked my producer to call you and have you come on. I guess you run the risk of getting thrown off the cruise ship.
You run the risk of possibly going to jail, depending on what jurisdiction that you might be in a port of call.
Oh, sure. So, no, I understand that.
Yeah, and I have, Dan. I got put in jail down here in Texas for having two joints back in 1992. And now they've decriminalized it. They wouldn't do anything to you. So, you know, times are changing.
I covered this in my career. I've watched this, that's for sure. How long? I hope you didn't spend a lot of time in the slammer, Jerry, for this 1992 infraction.
In 1992 in Collin County, Texas, very Republican-dominated county, I had to go 3 weekends. I had to go in at Friday at 6 o'clock in the evening, and they would let me out Monday morning at 5 a.m. My boss went and stood for me in court and says, "This is my best salesman. Please, I got to have him work for my company." So they worked it out where I could do my time on the weekends and qualify for multiple days through this.
Kind of killed your weekends, though, didn't it?
Certainly did. But it taught me a lesson, you know. You got to kind of follow the laws and the rules, even if we don't agree with them. It's smart to do that. This poor lady's been banned for life on Carnival's cruises, and she had CBD gummies, which doesn't have a psychotropic effect, doesn't make you high. Our veterans are getting tremendous relief from CBD for anxiety, for pain, for sleep aids. And it's a shame that this happened to her, but she broke the rule.
So no way. Okay, that's a really interesting point you made. Let me amplify on that. CBD creams, which people use for sore shoulders or sore knees or whatever, some people are going to bring something like that with them. If they get caught with a tube of CBD creams for arthritis or something like that, they can get thrown off as well.
Absolutely. And you know, here's the sad thing about that, Dan. My 85-year-old mother, staunch anti-drug person. You know, when I got, I can't believe you tell people on your TV show you were in jail. Well, it's true. They could find out. I'm not embarrassed about it. You know, but she was a staunch anti-drug person. We smuggled illegally a THC cream that, you know, a topical that you rub on from Colorado for her plantar fasciitis. She rubbed it on her foot, Dan, and she goes, "Wow, this is miracle cream. My foot doesn't hurt. What's in it?" And I said, "I rolled a joint and put it in it, Mama." And she, man, she gave me the stink eye, but she says, "Well, this ain't going to make me high." I said, "No, it's not going to make you high, but it relieves your pain." My 75-year-old mother-in-law, she takes a half a THC gummy, and she doesn't take a hydrocodone for her back pain when she goes to sleep. Me, I think that's a great thing.
Absolutely. I agree with you, by the way.
Not on a cruise ship, apparently.
You what?
I said, not on a cruise ship. You know,
let me ask you this, is that being publicized by cruise ships? Because I would think that, one, they have an obligation to publicize it, maybe not a legal obligation, but certainly a moral obligation. And at the same time, it probably is smart for them to publicize it. So some cruise ship that stops God knows where in the Caribbean find themselves on an island where having CBD cream for your arthritis or your plantar fasciitis could put you 6 months in the who's cow.
Sure, it could cause some ramifications, and it's a sad thing because so many people over 50 have turned to gummies for pain relief, for sleep help, and they would never smoke a joint, Dan. They're like, "I don't know, I wouldn't smoke any marijuana, but I'll sure eat one of those gummies." It's going to be an issue. They've got big signs when you go to get on that boat, when you fill out your ticket thing, they send you all the T's and C's, which most people don't read. They're very explicit about this, that you can't, you know, no different than don't bring a gun on there. Don't bring weapons. They let you bring one bottle of your own alcohol or wine because they want to sell you that when you're at the high seas. So you'd think like they didn't want to sell marijuana and gummies since 70% of Americans think it should be legal.
Yeah, and if I'm not mistaken, it has always been legal beyond the territorial limits. So if it's a 12-mile limit and you get out 12 miles, as a matter of fact, I remember, I don't know if you remember William F. Buckley Jr. He was a columnist,
the author,
conservative author. And he was, I think he was talking with Gore Vidal. This has to be 30, 40 years ago when they were talking about this. And Buckley, who said, "I've smoked marijuana." And so Vidal said, "Well, you broke the law." And Buckley said, "No, I did not." And well, he said, "You just admitted you smoked marijuana." He said, "I was in a boat. I was outside the territorial limits of the United States of America."
So, yeah. International waters.
Yes, sir. How can folks, you've given us a lot of great information, so let me give you a chance to publicize what you do here. You got a TV show, and you ran it by kind of quickly the first time, so let's let people know where they can find you. Go right ahead.
We're on Roku, on Spotify, on YouTube, and then you can just go to weedandwhiskey.tv. It's we drop our episodes at 4:20 Central Standard Time on every Friday, and we've been doing that for about almost 2 years now. So we have anywhere from music guests, lawyers, doctors. Most people would think Weed and Whiskey, it's going to be a bunch of people smoking joints and doing shots. We never do that on television. We try to bring good information to people. But Dan, I got to share with you, if people want to get high on the water, they can do that there in Massachusetts.
Well, marijuana is now legal in Massachusetts.
It is, and they have the Bud Boat. They've got a cruise boat that goes out for several hours. You can bring your own marijuana and smoke it. Massachusetts has really embraced this. Here's something I find interesting. All these cruise lines say, "Well, we're following U.S. law, and that's why we're not allowing this, because it's not legal.
Well, federal law still it prohibits marijuana. As a matter of fact, speaking as a lawyer, a lot of banks are very concerned about doing business, and some banks won't do business with legitimate marijuana companies, including some here in Massachusetts, because they don't want to get in trouble with the federal government, which, of course, controls banks in many respects.
Sure, sure. Here's what I found interesting, though. All those cruise lines, they take advantage of a 99-year-old law that allows them not to pay U.S. taxes. So they want to use our federal laws as an emphasis for this, but on the flip side of it, they're not paying the U.S. any taxes. I didn't know if you knew about that.
I did not. You mean when they leave from an American port, there's no taxes that they pay to either the federal?
Well, now there's going to be some port fees and some taxes. Sure. I'm talking about income taxes. The corporation, they don't pay corporate income tax to America because their boats are registered in Panama or Libya.
Panama and all of those. Yeah, sure. It's whenever they hear these boats, they're under the flag of, a lot of them under the flag of Panama, by the way, just like a lot of corporations.
Which Panama allows recreational medicinal marijuana along with CBD. It's now legal since 2021 in Panama.
But not on their boats.
So to all the listeners out there, just make sure you know what the rules are and don't break them. You know, it's just, I know people are using this for medicine, they're using it for recreation, but the worst thing you can do is ruin your trip is if something happens like it did to this chiropractor and a practical nurse, I believe was what her profession was,
and
with
so
her
was
family.
Did they just dump her, or did they did not allow her on the boat, or did they kick her off the boat?
My understanding is they kicked her off. Prohibited her forever from being able to get on their cruise lines, and they are considering refunding some of her money.
Well,
I think her family debarked with her.
Yeah, I hope that they didn't take her from, say, Fort Lauderdale and kick her off, you know, somewhere in the Bahamas with no way to get home. So, Jerry,
I saw a story, Dan.
another story.
I saw a story about that same thing happened. A young man smuggled some marijuana on. He and his mom got kicked off the boat. They had to get an airplane and fly back, and the whole rigmarole, you know.
Yeah, that can get expensive.
So, sure. And who wants to be on a trip and have that happen? So, folks, you just got to follow the rules until they change. There's something about it.
Jerry Joyner, host of Weed and Whiskey, enjoyed the conversation a lot. I really mean it. And we'll have you back at some point, okay? Thank you, sir.
Reach out anytime, Dan. Enjoyed it. Thank you.
Thanks very much, Jerry. Have a great night. When we get back, we're going to get a little closer to home. We're going to talk about some mini rotaries in Somerville. I have an idea what that means, but we'll find out for sure right after this break.
It's Nightside with Dan Ray.
Hey, Jim.
On WBZ, Boston's News Radio.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-919-2657 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-919-2657. That's 800-919-2657. What do you have to lose? Call 800-919-2657. Again, 800-919-2657.
Want to wave goodbye to fees? Members Plus Credit Union is offering no fee checking with no minimum balance and no monthly service charge. Plus, with Members Plus Credit Union, you can get a debit MasterCard, which is digital wallet compatible, has chip technology, tap and pay, ID theft protection, and more. Visit memberspluscu.org. Members Plus Credit Union. Credit union banking in the digital age. Insured by NCUA. Membership requires a $5 deposit in a share or savings account. NMLS 47228.
Ho, 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 it's Santa VB here bringing Christmas gifts, or should I say, MyPillow's bringing the Christmas gifts for you. Hey, listen up. MyPillow's got their biggest bedding sale ever right now, just in time for the holidays. You can get the Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $29.98, for example. How about a set of pillowcases? $9.98. You could rejuvenate your bed with a MyPillow mattress topper, $99.99. They've got blankets in a variety of